Mike Tyson was a great fighter at the height of his boxing career. In just a few short years, he amassed a record of 37 wins with no defeats. He was a terrifying figure to face in the ring. And this young man was so good that even at the thought of him put fear in the hearts of his opponents. Matter of fact, he was so feared that before they got in the ring with him, they were already defeated. I can only imagine what was going through their minds at the time when they went up against him. Fear can do a damage to a person if you let it. By definition, to be afraid of something or someone, to be worried and frightened, fear can have an effect on someone so bad that they can't even seem to focus what's at hand. Hello again, God's beautiful people, and welcome to this edition of 5 Minutes. It's the show where we give you uplifting and inspirational word to help you through those times when it seems like everything is crashing down on you. In this episode, we're going to talk about overcoming fear and then giving God thanks even in the midst of. Now, some of you may ask yourself, how is it possible to have thanksgiving in the midst of my fears? Today, we're going to point out some of the key facts that will help us to overcome our fears. Now, what is fear? As I mentioned, fear is that thing that you are most afraid of to face. Some of us have a fear of flying, a fear of being left alone, and if you like my wife, you have a fear of snakes. But it's something that we all have inside of us naturally. Our spiritual opponent, Satan, wants nothing more than to place fear in us. He wants us to take a look up ahead and see that mountain, and then when we see it, he wants us to be afraid. He looks for those little things in us, the weaknesses that we have, and when he finds it, he goes on the attack and he never lets up. He's sort of like that boxer who has his opponent pinned against the ropes, and then he won't let him go until he falls, so he quits till he bows out. This kind of fear is torment, and it doesn't come from our loving Father. Because God did not give us a spirit of fear, but he gave us the power of love and of a sound mind. And one of the first and foremost door openers to other demonic spirits is the spirit of fear. So how do we overcome that? Well, we can overcome it by using our counterpunch. We have a strategy, and that is in the Lord Jesus Christ. The word fear not is listed in the Bible about 365 times. 365 times that God is telling us to have no fear. You see, Jesus told us not to have fear of those that can kill the body, but rather fear him that is able to destroy both the soul and body in hell. Biblical fear is a different kind of fear. It's not the kind that you're afraid that something can harm you. No, it's the fear and the reverence of God. The fear of God also lies at the heart of a successful living in the world. The Bible makes it clear that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom and is equated with the knowledge of the Holy One. To fear God is to know him, and to know him is to fear him. This same fear is what enables us to praise him and then enjoy the benefits and the blessings from him. But the fear of God also produces fear or wrath and judgment in those of us who refuse to serve him. So with that, there are two sides of fear. On one side, it produces reverence and obedience, while the other side, it causes us to cower in the anticipation of his displeasure or his wrath. Now think about this. James Buster Douglas was Mike Tyson's opponent on that fateful night in Tokyo, Japan. At the time, he was ranked 7th in the world, and he had some major setbacks in his professional and his personal life. He was 42-1 underdog in this fight. He had a major heel to climb, and from the very beginning, he appeared to have no fear, and whenever the opportunity presented itself, he went on the attack. What happened next was history in the making. I'm quite sure that Buster took on some heavy training as he prepared for this fight. He must have spent hours in the gym getting his physical body ready for this big fight. And like Douglas, we must all prepare ourselves for the fight. Each day we must arm ourselves with God's armor. We must prepare for the spiritual battles that lay ahead. Prayer is the key, and it helps us to overcome in any battle. The word tells us to pray about anything and everything. It says to pray and not faint. Jesus has already showed us that when we're in the midst of the storm, he will be there. Just ask Peter. Peter went out and walked on water with him. He would never leave us or forsake us. And these are His words and not mine. So in conclusion, each day is a new day in and itself. And with it, it will bring new struggles, trials, and temptation. But we must be ready. Our enemy is like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Step into the ring of faith. Call on the name of Jesus. And then when you start to feel a little bit weary, a little exhausted, tag Him in. Let Him come in and fight for you. Well, that's my time for today, my family. God bless and have a great day.